Well, hello there, guys. I am so excited to be here. Happy 2021, if I haven't said so already. This is our very first podcast of the year. And I was almost slacking on not recording it, but because I was caught up in some mental blocks, but I am so glad I got ready, I dressed up, I prepared, and I am here. Happy, 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 happy new year, guys. Okay, so guys, if you haven't already subscribed to us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, I want you to do that right now. Not only does your subscription help us get in touch with you all year round, but it also helps us enable you to share the content that we bring to you each and every week. So this is this year is gonna be great for all of us, and I want all of us to be a part of this community and let us grow this community together. And I need your help. I can't do that by myself. I need you to share the links of this podcast to your friends on WhatsApp, on your Facebook groups, on your Instagram account. Just help spread the love, would you? Okay, guys, so I promised that we'd also be doing YouTube videos. So this particular podcast is also live on our YouTube channel, Unearthed with Christine Babu. So go out there and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So each time we drop a podcast, if you don't want to listen to it on audio, you can listen to it on video. You got it all. I am going to show up on video this year because I have tried to stay away from video for so long, but I feel God is challenging me in that area. And so I'm going to show up, and I ask you to show up too in any area of your life where you have been resistant, where you have been unwilling to just make that one step. I want you this year to show up in that area of your life and take that one step. I don't care how uncomfortable it feels like. You are not alone. I am here with you. We are all here with you. So take that one step. And for me this year is showing up on video. That is the one step that has been so difficult for me to show up the way I'm supposed to show up. And this is the year where I change all that, where the script changes and my life changes, and I'm showing up on video. Okay? Okay, guys, so let's get to today's podcast discussion. Now, 2020 just came to an end, and I have been doing a lot of self-reflection and trying to get what it is that 2020 taught me. And I want to share my self-reflection with you because I think sharing it out aloud makes it more real. And it also helps us realize that we are not in this alone, that we are in this together. And yes, 2020 was some crazy year. Like, I don't know where that year came from, but it was crazy. But at the same time, there's such goodness that came out of 2020. And it would be very wrong of us to go through 2020 and not recap whatever we learned. Because in every situation, I truly believe, no matter how bad the situation is, there is something that God is teaching us. There is some goodness to be seen. We just have to look for it. And when you go back and recap your year, your 2020, you will realize that even in the midst of the most challenging times of your life in 2020, there was some goodness. I don't care whether the goodness is the rose flower that bloomed in the summertime or the springtime, or it's your ability to just run on the beach, or it's your ability to wake up and shake. Whatever it is, there is some goodness that happened in 2020. And let us not allow the uncomfortable nature of 2020 or the challenges of 2020 cloud the goodness, because it then makes it so much harder to look forward to the future, yeah? So instead, let us lift the goodness above the challenges so that we can rise up to what we saw as being good in 2020. Let that goodness drive us through the whole year, even when we go through challenging times, even during 2021. Because my friend, there will be challenging times in 2021, but we don't want to neglect the fact that the good times really help us grow and walk out and make it through those really tough times. So my friend, we're gonna do 2021 together. Guess what 2020 taught us? To be prepared for what you can never expect. And there's no way to prepare for what you can never expect, but there's one way that we can prepare our hearts to receive the unexpected. And that is being present, allowing yourself to go through each and every moment. Feel it, no matter how painful it is, feel it. If it's a joyful moment, laugh about it, smile about it, bring the joy into your life. That will allow you to be able to go through uncertain moments, yeah? Because if you did it before, my friend, you can do it again. Okay, so I was writing in my journal. Yes, guys. I'm telling you, I'm not a journaling person. I love reading. I love writing. But journaling is, it's tough for me. But I'm trying. 2021, we are going to try and journal once a month. Rather, I am going to try and journal once a month. It's something that is not easy for me to do. But I am dedicated to journaling once a month. And so I did journal my thoughts about 2020, and I wanted to share them with you. Some of the lessons that I learned in 2020. My first one says, life is precious. Because if there's ever a year that really taught us how precious life truly is, it was 2020. And I believe that we all know life is precious, but it's just the reality of 2020 that really brought it home in such a way that I personally have never felt it before, because you are seeing people who are healthy and people who are just, you see somebody 1 minute and the next minute you hear they're gone. And so many people lost their lives last year. And if there's ever a year that we should all realize was a year to teach us how sensitive, fragile life truly is, it was 2020. And therefore, what do I take from that? I take the fact that if life is fragile, if life is precious, then it is up to us to make sure we take good care of every second that we have in this world, that we cherish it and that we go after our dreams and we fight for it like never before, okay? And not to give up, because guess what? All those people who lost their lives last year would have done anything to be here today, to try one more time, to try and achieve their dreams one more time. So if ever you feel like you want to give up on your dreams, think about those who lost their lives, those who are not ready to say goodbye and yet were forced to say goodbye. So let us leave this world as if we were leaving it for them and for us. And by doing so, we will live for every second that this world offers to us. Okay, number two. I learned that being alone and being lonely are two different things. And I work in healthcare, and I also work in the mental health and substance use disorder part of healthcare. In addition to the medical side, we have a big part of healthcare that people have sadly not taken too much attention to, and that is the mental health side. 2020 brought us the reality that each and every one of us is prone to suffering from mental health. That being alone is precious, because when you are alone and you're content with being alone, that means you are not suffering from loneliness. But being lonely leaves a big vacuum in your heart that you're not able to fill on your own. And then you struggle to live life. You struggle to wake up. You struggle to smile. You struggle to be who you are created to be. And in 2020, so many people realized how real it is to be alone, because many, many people were left lonely and they had to find ways to fill the vacuum. And many did not find those ways. Many were not able to find their way out of that. And many suffered from suicide and all sorts of mental health issues. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I have days where I struggle to wake up, where I struggle to be happy, where I struggle to just do the daily. Case in point, recording today was a struggle. Like, I was in a funky place and I had to say to myself, Christine, if you don't move, you will stay in this rat hole for a very long time and you will not move out of this easily. It was like this mental workout that I had to do in my head for me to wake up and snap out of it. Yeah, because it's so easy to stay down there when you're down there. Yeah, but community is so important, and sometimes people are not comfortable with community. Let's talk about that. Not everyone is comfortable with community because people have grown up and been raised differently, aka moi. You know, like, community sounds good and I love community, but sometimes I retreat back to my old shell, which is much more comfortable for me because we've been raised very privately for a long time. And sometimes you just have to like snap out of it and kind of like, hey, there's community, there are people you can lean on, you know? And that's what I want for us in this place, that when you feel that way, that you know there are some people you can lean on. There's a community for you. And so 2020 really woke that up in my life in such a way that was really real. I had moments that were really hard for me. I felt lonely, and that vacuum is so hard to fill. So hard. So let us be sensitive to what people are going through. Many times people look like they're fine, but they're really not fine. So don't be so quick to be so judgmental over someone else, because you really don't know what they're going through. People are fighting battles we have no idea. And the battle is in the mind. It's in the mind. So let's be cognizant of that as we go through 2021, to be more sensitive to what people are going through, because we never ever know. So that's why I love being kind to people. Kindness has a way of bringing people out of the funky place in life, yeah? You have no idea how kindness can go a long way. Like, if someone was going through a really depressive part of their day and you are kind to them, it just helps them get out of it, even for a few minutes, you know what I mean? Versus you being mean and getting them further into that deep darkness, and then God knows what else will happen from there, yeah? So that is something I learned in 2020. And I learned, number three, I learned to truly live in the moment. So many times we say we are living, but we're not really living in the moment. And I'm going to try and do something different for my 2021. And it goes back to social media and everything, because I have battled social media balancing for a while. Like, sometimes I'm really overdoing it, and then other times I really have no desire to be part of it. But what I'm going to try to do is to remain in the moment. Therefore, I'm not going to be posting images or any pictures that is of something that is taking place right that very moment, because that takes away from being in the moment. Yeah. So every time you're somewhere and you're posting, you're not living present. Yeah. Because you're trying to now be something else to some other person in the digital world. So now I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to post after the fact. You know, you take the photos, you save them, and you remain in the present. It's so important because, again, life is precious and we do not know how long any of us has in this world. So I want to try and remain in the moment as much as possible. Okay, guys, and I'm reading from my diary, so that's why I keep going. back and forth. Okay, number four is I learned that as a human race, we are so resilient. I really learned this, that we are so resilient. So many people went through tough times. People lost their jobs. People lost people they love. People had to work through very trying times. And yet, when we are faced with those challenges, we still find ways to come through it. We are more resilient than we even know. So if you're thinking to yourself that you are not resilient, that you cannot make it, I want to challenge you, my friend. I want to tell you that you can make it, that there is something so powerful and so genius about you that no one can ever steal from you. And you have the strength to move in any area of your life that you're supposed to move through. So we are resilient, and we have to keep telling ourselves that we have what it takes to move through life no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances. We can do it. Okay. Number five, that racism and injustice will be something that will be with us for many, many more years to come. That was my number five lesson. And that we may never get rid of it. But I also do know that we each have it in us to be a solution to the problem. That if each and every one of us decide that we are not going to tolerate racism or any sort of injustice, that we are all in it together, I know that if we all come together as a human race, that we can take one big, humongous step towards closing the gap in racism and in injustice, such that maybe one day, we might just hear of it in the smallest of beings, or maybe never hear of it. You know what I mean? And it might never go away. That is the reality I've come to. But I think we cannot settle on that fact that it may never go away. But we can settle on the fact that even if it never goes away, we are going to be solution people. We're going to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Okay, my friend? Okay, so number six, I learned that church is not a building, but rather church, we are the church. And yes, I have had that taught to me so many times, that we are the church. But something that brought it home in 2020 was the fact that we were not able to worship in a building that is called church, that we had to find ways within our own private homes to bring God with us and to learn about him and to be close to him. And so I learned that church is in all of us, that wherever we are church. So if you're in the grocery store, you are church. If you're in your work, you are church. If you're driving around, you are church. So if you decide to be church, then I know that church can do some great things in this world. Because can you imagine if we all walk around in this world and become the church? Become the church that we are supposed to be. Become our brother's keeper. We can do such great good. We have no idea, girlfriend and brother. We have no idea. So I challenge you to be the church this year, because we are church, okay? Okay, number seven that I learned this year is that innovation thrives when there's inner peace. If you don't have inner peace, it's hard for you to create and to innovate. And so I learned how important it is for us to find ways in our daily lives to find inner peace. Some of us live in the most chaotic parts of this world, where there's, you know, all sorts of wars taking place. And sometimes the war is in your home. But I challenge you to find that place of solace, that place of inner peace, where you can find yourself enough to innovate. Because guess what? The gift that is in you comes with greatness. And it comes with great innovation too. But you need to have inner peace for you to be able to innovate. And I can tell you, in 2020, the times when I found inner peace, I was able to innovate. And that's when I was able to be my best, when I was creating my online course, which launches in less than 2 weeks. And so it's so important for us to find inner peace. Whether it's at 2 in the morning or at 3 in the morning or 5 in the morning, find it for yourself so that you can fulfill what God has called you to do. Number 8, I found that we can find contentment in the simple things. That is something that I really learned in 2020, that we can find contentment in the simple things. Just by staying home all year round really helped me appreciate even the fact that we are able to wake up to our home, that we can be in the home and we can find something to be happy about, that we can walk around my neighborhood and look at the trees and be joyful about their existence. So that is so precious, that if we are able to find contentment in the simple things, then we can live a life of fullness in so many ways. Yeah. So find contentment. Don't look for contentment in material. Look at it in areas of your life that you cannot purchase, no matter what. The air you breathe, the trees around you, the nature, those simple things bring you so much joy. Number 9, I learned that there are people who are genuinely happy and want to see other people thrive. I found that there are people who are genuinely kind and want to see humanity thrive, that they hate suffering so much that they will sacrifice their own happiness and their own comfort to see other people find joy, find comfort. And so while there are so many evil people in this world, there are so many kind, generous people who want to see humanity thrive. They're there. Just look around your neighborhood. They are truly there. And or ask God to bring those people around you, because they truly are there. Because I saw people rise up to the occasion and feed the poor and raise money for those who needed money and just be there for their community. There are people who are such people in this world. Okay, number 10, our very last one, my friend. I learned that we can fall and we can rise. Oh, yes, we can. We can fall and we can rise, my friend. That no matter how tough the situation is, we have the decision to make to rise up out of it. To decide that we are not going to stay there. To decide that there's more to life than what we are experiencing in that very moment. And yes, it might feel like it has no solution at that moment. It might feel like it's never ending. But if we decide to rise out of it, I am so sure that we can see better days. We can see better days. And if we learn to rise up one time, we will learn to rise up many other times. Because guess what, my friend? You will just not fall once. You will fall many other times. But if you learn to rise up in the toughest of situations, when the next one comes, you will rise up so fast. So my friend, 2021 is here. But are you here? That is my question for you. Are you here? Because this world is in need of you. We need you to rise. We need you to go after your dreams, to fulfill your dreams, and to not let anybody bring you down. I don't care what you're going through today. I want you to tell yourself that you are more than able, that you can do it, that you have a community of people who love and care for you and are there to see you win. I want to see you win. So 2021, would you share with me your wins? Would you post it on our social media pages on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube? Would you share your wins and encourage the community? Because we need to hear what goodness is happening in your life so that we can all glean from that and know that the same goodness can happen to us. So that's my challenge for all of us in this community, is that we shall rise up and be each other's keeper. Let us share our wins. Let us also share our challenges, so that if those who are not going through a difficult time have the ability to bring us out of it, we give them the opportunity to do so. Okay, my friend, I love you. And remember, this is our year to shine, shine, shine and rise up out of it. Yeah. So again, I ask you this, 2021 is here, but are you here? Let us be present. Let us live in the moment. Let us create and cultivate an environment for ourselves where we can innovate, we can grow, and we can achieve great goodness in this world. So until next time, thank you so much for you being here, you being present. Thank you for your ability to share the goodness of this community to your community. And I wouldn't be here without you, so I'm super grateful. And for those of us who don't care for audio, this is available on our YouTube channel and us through Christine Babu, so go check it out over there. And check us out on our social media pages. And I cannot wait for us to conquer this year. Okay, guys, until next time, talk to you soon. Ciao.
And if this is your first time here, I'd love to say welcome to our community. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I'd love to hear from you. So if you could head over to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Unearthed with Christine Babu, leave me a message over there. Let me know what you thought about today's show. And when you're done with that, would you head over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the show, as well as leave your review. Your reviews are so important to me because it helps us mold and shape this community such that everyone that comes into this community is able to unearth the greatness that is in them. And when you're done with that, would you do me one last favor? Would you send the link of this show to your friends via text message, via WhatsApp, share it on your social media pages so that we can reach more people and help them transform their lives? Remember, my friend, you matter. I don't care what anyone else has ever told you. You matter. There's so much greatness in you. Now I want you to go out there in the world and let that shine. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, have yourself a lovely day.